Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, Donald Trump says this will be the new golden age of America.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
It's a big trivia question now. Trump becoming the first president since Grover Cleveland to serve two non-consecutive terms.
He addressed supporters early this morning and started to outline the focus of his next term.
We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that.
While at Vice President Kamala Harris's watch party,
you won't hear from the vice president tonight.
Harris campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond told her supporters at Howard University in D.C. the vice president would come back Wednesday to speak.
We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted.
When it comes to power in Congress, Republicans have taken control of the Senate. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's optimistic Republicans keep control in the House.
That's Maddie Bear Temple reporting.
You want to stay informed on election results? You want to be able to hear what Kamala Harris has to say when she addresses the public later today? Well, don't miss News Radio 1080 KRLD's special election coverage throughout the day.
Politicians across Texas are either welcoming the results or say they're worried about what this election will do to the future of the country. KRLD's Alan Skaya continues our team coverage.
Governor Greg Abbott says every candidate he backed for the Texas House of Representatives won, and he should now have enough votes to pass school choice. On the presidential election, he congratulated Donald Trump as the 45th and 47th president, writing, "God bless America." Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says Americans took their country back from the socialist left. Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett won re-election but reposted a tweet saying elections have consequences and this will change the Supreme Court for a generation. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says Democrats should not despair but accept the election results and try to better connect with people who feel Donald Trump offered enough promise to outweigh what she describes as his clear threats to our institutions. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It didn't take long to call the Senate race in Texas. Just 2 hours after the polls closed, Ted Cruz was celebrating victory over Colin Allred.
Tonight, the people of Texas have spoken. And their message rings clear as a bell across our great state. Texas will remain Texas.
A playoff Cruz's campaign slogan, Keep Texas, Texas. He also said he's heading back to Washington, D.C. with a strong mandate.
First, we must secure the border.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm LP Phillips. In conceding, Allred told supporters he is not embarrassed to say he lost, and he wishes other candidates would do the same.
What happened when people lie about a free and fair election? Because they weren't happy with the results. I said then, and I'll say it now, you can't just be a patriot when your side wins.
Allred says when a candidate does not win, the appropriate thing to do is to dust themselves off and try again. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Voters in Dallas had some 18 propositions on the ballot on Tuesday. Proposition C, which would have given a pay raise to the mayor and city council, that was rejected. Prop R was passed by a wide margin. That directs Dallas cops to stop arresting people on marijuana charges. It also prevents police from considering the smell of marijuana as probable cause for a search or seizure. Props S and U both narrowly passed. Prop S allows citizens to sue the city if the city violates any ordinances or laws. Prop U, which again passed, deals with law enforcement, requires the hiring of 4,000 officers. Prop T is on track to be rejected. It would have tied the city manager's salary to an annual resident survey.
We sent Russell Scott out to talk to North Texans last night about the election.
On the SMU campus, most of the students appeared to be settling in to study, but still they were focusing on the elections.
And we're just having a little watch party. We're the Young Conservatives of Texas. We're just, watching the election results come in and kind of talking about what's going on. And
kind of relax, enjoy some time with some friends, and try not to sit at home on the couch and be nervous about it.
So it's my first time voting, and I'm very Republican. I come from a very Republican family, so I knew that as soon as I got the chance to vote, I'd be voting for Donald Trump.
The bars and the restaurants along Lower Greenville, pretty slow. I guess, though, it's a Tuesday night. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we're also watching the financial impacts of a second Trump presidency. The 2017 tax cuts are expected to be extended under the new administration, potentially costing trillions. KRLD business analyst David Johnson warns while this may initially seem beneficial, it could have a negative impact on borrowing.
The argument is the economy's got to expand and cover that, but that's pushing interest rates higher. So if you were thinking about a home mortgage, think again for right now, because the 10-year rate, which went out at 4.28 yesterday, is up to 4.5%.
Stocks way up this morning, though, thanks to the expectation of corporate economic growth.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
As he returns to the White House, Donald Trump will also have help in Congress. Scott McFarlane has more on the congressional races.
Wisconsin, another Democratic seat, another incumbent trying to protect the seat for her party. Tammy Baldwin with a slight edge now over Eric Hovde. Oh, by the way, control of the U.S. House is also up for grabs. And at this point, it's too close to call.
A unified Republican grip on Washington would set the course for Trump's plan. If Democrats get control of the House, the chamber would have veto power over the White House.
There's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
You know, as the results started coming in overnight, there was a sharp rally right across the board. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be up 1,319 points. The NASDAQ up 358. The S&P average up 133. So that's a gain of well over 3% for the Dow. That's the biggest performer. But, gains of about 2% or more in most of the other averages. Two small stocks are doing real well. But the adjustments continue. Selling stuff that probably is not going to do well under a Trump administration. But more importantly, adjusting to the possibility of a red sweep. If indeed you have the White House, and it appears the Senate, and perhaps the House of Representatives, there are a lot of things that can get done. And a lot of it focuses on clean energy. We're watching the clean energy stocks absolutely get eviscerated today. First Solar, which is one of these sun-related companies with solar panels, down 14%. In fact, on a broader basis, there are some ETFs, exchange-traded funds, that try to reflect a lot of these stocks. There's one called the Clean Energy Funds put out by iShares. It's down 10% today. Invesco has a solar fund with a ticker symbol TAN, and it's down 11% today. But the financials are doing really well. Tesla's doing very well. The volatility index, the VIX, is down 22% today because a lot of the uncertainty is out of the marketplace. Meanwhile, crude, well, drill, baby, drill. Crude's down $1.95 at $70.04. Gold's lower by $60, and interest rates are up a lot. That's part of the Trump trade. 4.44% on the 10-year. The Dow looks up over 1,300 points. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following, of course, breaking news. If you're just joining us, Donald Trump has secured the White House for his second non-consecutive term. It'll be the 47th and has previously been the 45th president of the United States. At this hour, Kamala Harris has not conceded the race. She is expected to make an announcement later today from Howard University.
The Cowboys' next quarterback, well, now the Dak is down. Has it been decided?
While the Cowboys are handing the QB duties to Cooper Rush in Dak's absence, don't rule out the possibility of seeing Trey Lance on the field, as Jerry Jones explained to 105.3 The Fan.
The going with has a past tense aspect to it that I wouldn't recognize you. It's not impossible to incorporate some of the skills that we might get from both quarterbacks.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's 7:26 at KRLD, and former Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner gets a new job.
The former Houston mayor and former state representative was chosen by Houston voters to take over the congressional seat previously held by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who died earlier this year. The district leans heavily Democratic and was endorsed by many Democratic office holders in Houston. Turner had represented Houston in the Texas House from 1989 to 2016, then served as mayor from 2016 to January of this year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, another day, another recall. Several soft cheeses sold at Aldi and other stores being recalled over possible listeria contamination.
Not soft cheese.
Yes, soft cheese.
No. Soft cheese is the worst.
It's the best.
They're manufactured by Savencia Cheese USA and include Aldi Emporium Selection Brie, 12 and 8 ounce. Also, Le Bon Vie Brie.
I was wondering how you're going to pronounce all these.
I pronounced it like that. This one I can pronounce. Supreme Oval, 7 ounces.
Yeah.
All the products, though, have a Best Buy date of Christmas Eve of 2024. The cheeses can be returned at the point of purchase for a full soft cheese refund.
A cheese recall. I fondly recall
Otherwise,
cheese.
Otherwise, it's going to be recalled right into your local toilet.
Oh. Yeah.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app